Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Natural Radio Show. This is your host, Indira Mendez, and today's date is January the 2nd, 2021. Happy New Year's to those who are listening on the show on tonight. We started a little bit early. It's 6 p.m., so we just doing a show a little early. For those who are interested in calling in, the call-in number is 516-590-0362. Once again, that is 516-590-0362. That's the call-in number. If when we are prompted for any questions, comments, or concerns, all you have to do is just press the number 1 and I'll take your call. So, last week's show was about leadership by example and the main attributes and components of leadership centered on one's actions, appearance, and attitude. Okay, so it was a real good show. I guess some people were able to get a view on how you present yourself through actions, your appearance, how you look, and just basically your attitude. And as I always say, your attitude determines your altitude. In other words, what that means is how you interact with other people, you know, just your disposition about yourself, you know, how you carry yourself will determine how far you will go in life. So that's what that actually means. So in those attributes and being synonymous, you have to have a sense of morale, a sense of judgment, and development of characteristics over time because these are key attributes of leadership. Okay? So, once again, tonight's topic is about the art of patience. I don't think I mentioned that earlier, but that's what this topic of the show is about. And I wanted to talk about how it defines the degree of patience that we have, how it defines us as people, determining how patience determines our level of understanding and comprehension, and just the development of patience as a characteristic deem us as greater people, you know, to interact with. Okay, so define how, well, patience, how we are defined by the different degrees of it is how we house it within ourselves. Okay, so everyone has a limit to their level of patience and how they're going to interact with other people. However, if you ask me, for those who've mastered the art of patience, they know that when dealing with other people, their level of patience is unlimited because they have a degree of mastery of themselves and knowing themselves and knowing the art of how to interact with people and knowing that patience is key to being able to understand other people, but mostly understanding yourself, which I will talk about in the show later on. Okay, so I give a prime example. We have this thing where adults, you know, they have this thing where they say some adults don't, not all adults don't have patience or tolerance level when interacting with children. Now, they may not have a tolerance level as far as dealing with children that are either hyperactive or children that are unruly or disrespectful. Those types of adults may not have a level of patience for those types of children, okay? And the degree of respect, gauging the respect, is limited. So when they say certain things or when they interact with children, sometimes their temperament may be outlash when dealing with an unruly child or someone, you know, a child that's either disrespectful or whatever the case might be. So these types of adults specifically may not have a tolerance level of patience for children like that, which is understandable. But then you also have those other groups of adults that may not have patience or tolerance for children, and it could be just the activities in which the children do, like a newly mom or a newly dad or something, you know, just giving the prime example, it may be all new for them as far as learning how the baby operate, as far as when the baby's crying, when you have to change the diapers and everything. It's all about having a level of patience and getting accustomed to the dynamic of what's taking place. And I'm just giving that on that level. But adults generally, it's because they don't have enough knowledge when interacting with children as far as what they like, what makes them happy, what makes them smile. You know, some adults may not know those factors, and as a result, they may not have that level of patience on how to understand the art of interacting with the child and having patience, that's the key to dealing with children, that you have to have patience no matter what the cost of the situation is. And it's not a factor of being able to tolerate the situation. It's just something that is warranted and required, okay, because it's a learning process, okay? So I'm just giving a prime example of how patients can determine a level of degree in which an adult may have to a child, and I'm just giving that as an example. And just how we interact with other people, it is basically about the mastery of self. You being able to have patience with yourself will also determine how far you will go in interacting with other people, okay? So, based on the degree of patience, it determines the person's level of awareness. And based on their awareness, it determines the extension of their knowledge of a matter, a situation, or simply an experience. Okay? So now that I've talked about how it defines the degree of patience and how patience has to be housed within yourself, because guess what? Patience is a virtue. Okay, so now I'm going to talk about how patience determines our level of understanding and comprehension. Okay, so patience builds up your character. okay? And I'll give you a prime example when communicating with someone, okay? And let's say the person may not be as bright, but you know that your level of intelligence, you know better, you know more than what the other person knows or whatever the case might be, and you're dealing with someone that may not have a high IQ or whatever the case might be. I don't know. But let's just say that's the case. Now, when you are interacting with that person and you communicate, and because you are put in the position or advantage of knowing more or knowing better, you know, your patience is tested, okay? And based off of your patience being tested, how you communicate with that person, are you communicating quickly to respond to them, or are you listening to understand the person regardless of the fact of knowing that they may not be as bright, but you're trying to understand them and still trying to communicate with them effectively and efficiently, okay, and not meeting them at their level or disqualifying a conversation because you feel the person is not too bright, okay? So that tests your patience, and as I said before, based on the amount of patience a person has for themselves would determine the amount of patience they would distribute to others. Okay, so if you don't have a tolerance level or patience with yourself, then that means that you're not going to have much of a patience or tolerance factor with other people. Okay, so I'm going to open up the lines for any questions, comments, or concerns to see how, you know, the audience feel about this topic on tonight. So 347, you are on air. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you are.
How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
hello?
You. Yes,
yeah,
yes, hello?
Hold on, one. Yeah, I'm sorry. I got noise going on in my background. Yeah, so, yeah, I definitely not acknowledge that patience is a virtue and, you know, very important, and you know, and your mental growth and maturity level. A lot of people don't recognize that as a key factor in a person's maturity level and growth. So, you know, yeah, a lot of people don't realize that. And, so, yeah. I just think that, like I said, more people need to understand. That patience is a virtue and a must in your level of growth and maturity. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly clear.
Yes. Patience is a must in your ability of growth and potential and a level of greater understanding. Without that, you know, you don't have anything. Really have nothing in life, you know, worth living for. Like I said, everything is a process. You know, so many people today, they don't get that life is an ongoing process and you have to develop and grow. People today are like this fast food type of crowd of people who want everything right away, want everything now, and it don't work like that. Life don't work that way. So, you know, they need to be made to understand that. You know, everything is a process.
Understood. I thank you so much for your input on that, because it's true. Especially when you're interacting and, you know, interacting with other people, or when you're just simply trying to work on something, you have to have a level of patience and know that everything is not going to just work overnight, you know, work out overnight. So, you know, having that patience will pay off in the end, you know. It's like when the person is working on something, I forget, it's a metaphor of a specific tree. I can't get the tree right away, but it's one tree where you plant it, and it takes like about 5 years to grow. I forgot the name of it. I mean, maybe those who are listening may know it, but usually there was a parable behind it to whereas there were two people who sold a planted something. It was one person who planted something in the soil and seen exponential growth, you know, within days. And then there's another person at the same pace as them, they didn't see much of a growth until 5 years later, and they seen that a tree came out of, you know, what they had invested in. So that parable, even though I don't know its entirety, it was very useful for me of coming across it, and you know, just other people who came across the parable of just being patient and not trying to compare yourself to other people.
Their progress.
Not trying to compare themselves to others, because everybody grows differently. But I thank you so much for your time. I know that you pressed for time. I don't want to keep you. So,
Thank you.
All right. So that was a caller who came in, and I just wanted to just briefly explain how, you know, that's another thing to don't ever compare your level of growth to another person's growth, because everybody grows differently. Everybody gonna have their day to shine at some day. Just because we may not be shining at a specific time and date doesn't mean that it's not gonna come. It will come the more you work on whatever it is that you're working on. Okay. So also, in addition to how patience determine a person's level of understanding and comprehension, when you're dealing with a person that's a perfectionist, they may be very hard on themselves, okay? And as a result, their level of patience with themselves may be at a minimum, you know? And where they may see making a mistake or having a mishap may be caustic or costly for them, and as a result, they're very hard on themselves. So when it comes down to imagining how they would interact with other people, surprisingly, you may have these same perfectionist people who may have a certain tolerance level as far as extending their tolerance out of a courtesy to other people, but their patience level may be low, okay? So if they're dealing with a person with a very extremely low IQ, they will listen, they will interact in conversation, but it may not be at a high extent when interacting with that person. And as a result, sometimes that person might kindly end the conversation or whatever communication is going on. Sometimes rude, sometimes politely. It all depends. But a perfectionist, I would say, is someone who's always open to learning. Okay? And these types of people deal with sometimes they may have to deal with high-caliber people with high intelligence, especially if they are in the field of education and they are people that they are levels of learners, like learning, okay? So sometimes that may be an aspect in terms of a person understanding themselves and having a comprehension of conversations that they are interacting in. And sometimes a perfectionist could just simply be someone who may have OCD, okay? And that's something that is something outwardly where they have to clean excessively or whatever the case might be. So it doesn't necessarily mean that that's what they're striving for as perfection, as a perfectionist, but it's just something that they're dealing with because it's relevant to a mental disorder or, you know, just having, you know, OCD as everything happened to be perfect or clean and things of that nature, okay? And then on the contrary, you might have a person that has a lack of understanding of something and don't know much about a particular subject and may have a low patience to learn. Therefore, they limit themselves in capability to go beyond the brick wall of learning for themselves, okay? So these types of people are closed off to learning, and they need to be around people who are doers and inventors, because they're not going to take the time out to learn a particular subject or learn a certain thing to bring about an idea or things of that sort. Okay, so now that I've talked about what determines our level of understanding and comprehension, I'm going to talk about the art of patience and how it deems people at esteem us as great people and why it's a virtue. So what I presented previously, you can agree to disagree with me and come up with some additional things when it comes down to patience. But this is just my opinion based off of, you know, how people determine their understanding and comprehension when it comes down to their patience factor. Okay? So, the art of patience. The patience with yourself, it determines how far your patience will exceed with others. Okay? And just having a simple, basic interaction with others daily can also build up, you know, your interaction of how you communicate with others, how you interact. You know your limits of how far you will go in communicating with other people or interacting with them. So the more you do that, the more familiar you will come be with the art of patience and how to interact with others. Okay? Adopting habits such as learning something new every day. This is something that I do. You know, I would like to learn something new every day. Does that mean I'm a perfectionist? No, but I would like to extend my knowledge on certain things and not be limited to just what I know. You understand? Or, in fact, not to be someone who's a know-it-all, but someone who takes the time out of being patient and learning something new. Okay? Practicing small gestures as a way to enhance your mannerisms is good. Simply saying thank you or simply apologizing, you know, or just telling someone to have a great day or, you know, giving them a compliment. These things are good. You know, practicing these small gestures go a long way. Trust me. I was watching a movie. It was called Unhinged. And the guy in the movie, he was obviously, as you can see, he was mentally ill. But I'm using him as an example because he highlighted in the movie that he was a person that, you know, was taken advantage of or whatever the case might be. And I understand he may have a tolerance factor of patience, of dealing with other people, people that took advantage of him and caused him to go mad. So as a result, he focused on retribution and violence as a result of not being understood. And this whole movie, Unhinged, was about road rage, okay? So even though what happened in the movie, I don't want to give the whole clip, but just this synopsis. What happened was he was in a zone, you know, zoned out at a green light, and this lady was behind him, and she honked the horn. You know, we all know that feeling when you know the light is green, you got somewhere to go, and somebody's just la-di-da-di and standing in front of you, you're going to get upset and honk your horn. So this is what she did. And then she ended up going around him, or whatever the case might be. So that must have triggered him. And as a result of it triggering him, he, you know, drove up to her. This was road rage, highlighting. He drove up to her. He didn't directly, you know, was next to her window, but she was at a back window and she was with her child. So the child rolled down the back window and he exchanged a few words. And what he said to her was that, you know what, you know, there's a thing where you tap on the horn just to, you know, give a person a heads up that the light is green instead of just beeping a horn or whatever the case might be. So he tried to be cordial and say that, you know, he was having a bad day and he could understand if she was having a bad day. And as a result, she was really obnoxious and felt entitled that she didn't have to apologize to him. And, you know, she didn't have to say anything, although this same guy apologized to her for not being as quick or fast as she expected him to be. So when he asked, okay, are you willing to apologize too? She was like, I have nothing to apologize for. So basically, you could tell her level of patience was not there, you know, because she felt entitled. She felt that he didn't go when the light was green, and as a result, stopping her, holding her back, or whatever the case might be. You know how typically how people go through their little road rage. So as a result of her saying her, she accepted his apology, but she was like, she's not going to the extent to apologize back to him. So as a result, it caused him to go mad. Okay, so now I'm not going to say the whole example of the movie, but just that movie in itself, it was pretty cool and, you know, creepy at the same time. But, you know, I highlight this in my show because having patience will go a long way. And even though I see that sometimes you might have those types of people that have patience but don't have any boundaries, okay? And that could be dangerous because when you have patience, and you may not be a person who speaks up, or let's say you are an introvert, and when you don't speak up, people will take advantage of you one time after the other and keep on doing things to you that makes you upset inside. And as a result of you bottling these feelings, you know, you might be saying to yourself that you have patience or you've grown accustomed to how to deal with other people, and you just resort to thinking that it's just patience. But at the end of the day, it's just you building up a tolerance factor, okay, and how to deal with other people, and that's just as bad as not having no patience, okay? So I say all this to say is that patience come with boundaries. Trust me, it does. You have to set boundaries when you have patience, a level of patience with other people, because at the end of the day, when you think about having patience for yourself or when you're learning something new, you take all the time, you take all of the day, you take all of the time to study and invest in yourself and learning that particular thing, right? So that's a healthy way to go about it because you know the parameter of, you know, what you're going to do and how much time you're going to spend and invest on a particular matter of learning something new. So that qualifies you building up your level of patience for that. It's not a tolerance factor, it's your level of patience, okay? And then when it comes down to communicating, based off of how you understand yourself, you understand your emotions, your intuition, and all of those things of that factor would determine how you would interact with other people. The proper way to communicate with other people is to listen to understand the person, rather than listening to respond to the person. Listen to understand and then give your input after is a great technique because that requires patience. When you're trying to understand somebody and when you don't understand something, you can reiterate it to get clarity. You know, so this is my whole thing about the art of patience. And I know that the show is coming to a close. For those who listen on tonight's show, thank you for taking the time to listen and tune in next week, Saturday, at 9 p.m. And we will presume the show based on the development of characteristics. So thank you for coming on to the Natural show and those who took the time to listen. Thank you.